Okay, I'm going to talk this week a little bit on the union of Shkech. Yosef and his brothers, the Zvadas, Yosef Elochov, which is really the whole first part of the Parsha. And primarily I want to be aimed now on what the big Musar was. Obviously Yosef is waiting for a precise moment to megala himself to his brothers. Precise, exact moment when he should do it. And for some reason he waited until this parsha. He had a lot of opportunities to megala himself to his brothers. He waited until this moment, and then the moment came, and he couldn't wait another second. He couldn't even wait an extra second. But until that moment came, he kept on pushing it off and pushing it off. All the years that he was in Mitzrayim, even after he became Melech, pushing and pushing, and now all of a sudden the precise moment came. So obviously he was waiting for a particular tikkun before he could reveal himself to his brothers. So the pasuk shot in that is that since the Mechiras Yosef, which caused the whole Shalshelos HaDvorim, like Chazal tell us, happened from Achsorin in Avos Achim, right? And why did the sale take place to begin with? Why did Yehuda sell, the brothers sell Yosef to Avdus? Because they felt he's a Merba Malchus. They're afraid he's going to take away the kingdom of Yehuda. And that's why they put him into slavery. So Yosef HaTzadik couldn't reveal himself to his brothers until that chet got fixed. Till that chet that got them to where they are now was fixed. He couldn't do it. So that's the way I learned Parsha Pshat, why he waited till this parsha. This parsha, Yosef gave all the brothers opportunity to go home free, and Binyamin will be in Evet. And what did Yehuda do? So now Yehuda was in the same matzav he was 20 plus years ago with Yosef HaTzadik, where he was worried that Yosef was interfering with his future. And what did he do? The opposite. At that time he decided to sell Yosef to slavery to maintain his malchus. And now what did Yehuda do in this week's parsha? The opposite. He said, Yeshev no avdecho eved ladoini, let me be a slave. Let him go free. So this was exact. The Rambam says in Ilchus Tshuva, how do you fix a chet? You go back to the same situation, the same yetzahara, the same exact setting, and you fix it. That's exactly what happened there. Same matzah. And as soon as that happened, Yosef couldn't wait another minute. For Yochel Yosef was apik, and immediately he revealed himself to his brother. So to me, that's the most glatzed way to understand what Yosef HaTzadik was waiting for. Why he waited this much. But then Chazal tell us that there was a tremendous musr that went on between Yosef and his brothers. And that's what I want to zero in, what that musr was. Pasuk says as follows. Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, and he says as follows. Vayomer Yosef Alechov, Ani Yosef Aoida Vichoi, Flo Yochlu Echov Lana Yisoyiso Yikiniv Halami Ponav. They got scared from Yosef, they couldn't answer. So Chazal picked this pasuk from Gans Tanakh, from all the situations in all of Tanakh, as the scariest moment in history. The brothers couldn't answer Yosef. Flo Yochlu Echov Lana Yisoyiso Yikiniv Halami Ponav. They couldn't answer. So Abba Kohen Baal comes in the Medrash Rabba, and he says from him, we know, Oilonu Miyem Adin, Oilonu Miyem Atechach. This is what the Yem Adin is going to be like. Oilonu Miyem Adin. He says, Yosef, Kotnoi Shal Shvatim Hoi. Yosef was the youngest of the Shvatim. For Yuchlu Echavlanes, they couldn't answer him. So imagine when we get asked by the Kisei HaKovet, how are we going to be able to answer? So obviously when you see this medrash, it's a parallel to medrash. On many fronts. Many, many fronts. Number one, why from all the settings in Gans Tanakh, this is the one that's most similar to the Yom HaDin that's going to be in the future. What's the shaykhs? And that's what I want to get to. I want to zero in that in this one sentence lies the mussar that every Jew will get when he comes to the Kisei HaKovod. Obviously, that's what the Medrash is telling us. So this is a simplistic pshat given by some great men. So I don't want to simplify it too much. Which is, it's a contradiction. People are full of contradictions, right? They say, people don't realize everything is negiah. So, you know, everything you say has a pshat, and then there's a pshat behind the pshat. Right? So, the Eibishter shows people, exactly. Person says he had no time to learn. The Eibishter says you have for all knowledge kaiten. For every craziness in the world, you have time. All of a sudden, for learning, you have no time. You have no koyach. The Eibishter shows you have koyach. Every nekuda person says in life, the Eibishter shows him. So here, Yosef showed them their inconsistencies. Now all of a sudden, by Binyamin, he's saying, "Arid avichoy." And when you sold me, you didn't think about that. So basically, Yosef took Binyamin's claim now, and he showed him how it was full of rubbish. Look, when you sold me, then you didn't ask the question, what's going to be with my father? Arid avichoy. This is the pshat I'm sure you've all heard. This is what they teach us in Yeshiva Ketana. And the emes is that this pshat to me is full of pirchas and kashas. Full of pirchas and kashas. Because what's every tshuva? What's tshuva? So now Yehuda's doing tshuva. You're right. 21 years ago I didn't think about my father, now I am. The Eibishter doesn't open up the doors for Balei Tshuva? Bishleima, if Yehuda here had an ulterior motive, he was doing it really for himself, I understand the Muslim. But hey, Yehuda was real, sincere. Eich ela lovi banar nenuiti. Yehuda was really sincere here. It's not like he was faking. He was real. So what's Yosef's time? What happened over 20 years ago you weren't thinking? It happened. That became Belshazzar. Why is that such a... Oy lonu miyem adin. I think Yehuda did very good here. Because over 20 years ago he didn't do good. Okay. He didn't do good over 20 years ago. I don't believe that when we come up to the Kisei HaKovod, the Eibishter is going to question us on the averus that we do tshuva. The Kisei HaKovod, if the Eibishter is going to question us, it's going to be for the averus that we didn't do tshuva. The averus that we do tshuva, the Eibishter is not going to question us. Those averus will go straight. Azdeinis nasas kesruyas. If we do tshuva me'ava, those averus will turn into mitzvahs. That we don't have to worry about. We have to worry about the averus we don't do tshuva. So I don't understand the chazal. Yehuda now came and he did tshuva. What's going on? What's the tainan? That's number one. Number two, just to read the medrash. Yosef kotnei shel shvatim oyim. Yosef now is the mishlamach, second most powerful man in the world. Chazal tell us, Yosef kotnei shel shvatim oyim. Yosef is the youngest of the shvatim. Youngest. He's a mishlamach melech. Right now, he's sitting there, Mishnah Melech. So now, in Echanami, what he was yesterday. Today, he's a Mishnah Melech. The Malchus of Mitzrayim, most powerful kingdom in the world. What kind of time is it? What does Chazal mean when they say, Yosef Kotnei Shel Shvatim? That's another difficulty in this Chazal. So I want to tie this in to another two nekudas in the parasha. When they leave Yosef, all of a sudden Yosef now is afraid they're going to get into learning. Yosef tells his brothers, "Alu, go up to bring my father." And then he says, "Bal tu gezu baderech." So Rashi says, "Al tisasku b'dvar aloch." Okay, posha taich al tu gezu baderech means now that you're going to go up, you're going to start fighting with each other about selling me, not selling me, what happened. That makes sense. Because now they had a new revelation, Yosef and everything else. Now they're going to get into a fight about Yosef. But Chazal tells us that's a pshat. Al tugu b'zu baderech. The Medrash says, al tisasku b'dvar aloch. Why all of a sudden now are they going to start learning? Yaakov sent them to Mitzrayim already two times. Right? Yaakov never told the Shvatim, al tugu b'zu baderech.
Yaakov Avinu never told the Shvatim, make sure not to learn. Why now, all of a sudden now, they're going to throw themselves into learning? What happened? That Yosef now should tell the brothers, be careful, I'll tell you about that. Don't talk into learning. Obviously, there was some revelation now with Yosef and his brothers that would have led to the fact that now they're going to all of a sudden be Isaac and learning. What's a shachas? Let me ask you now a kasha from the Rebbe Reb Shlomo Mibabov. Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. Shlomo Mibabov asked a kasha on a Medrash Tanchuma in this week's parasha on the pasuk as Yehuda Sholach Lefonov Lohiroth. As Yaakov Avinu comes to Mitzrayim, he sends Yehuda in front of him. So it's the pasuk uses the lashon as Yehuda Sholach Lefonov Lohiroth. He sent him in front Lohiroth. So Rashi comes, famous Chazal, Lasef Le Moko and Lohiroth, Misaken De Satan. Misaken a place, a yeshiva. That's what the Chazal tells him. Comes the Medrash Tanchuma, and the Medrash Tanchuma says that from this pasuk we learn out the inyan of Boirei Moirei Eish that we make Motzei Shabbos. Ask the Rebbe Mibabov of Shlomo, what's one thing after the other? He's sending Yehuda to open up a yeshiva. What does it have to do with making a Boirei Moirei Eish? Motzei Shabbos, you make a Boirei Moirei Eish, what's a Shaiches? B'chlal, what is this inyan of sending Yehuda to make a yeshiva before he gets there? What's the pshat behind it? So I want to share with you a poshut approach which will answer all these nekudas. It will also zero in on the ikir chet of Mechiras Yosef. The actual chet of Mechiras Yosef. And it ties into the Medrash Rabbe that we spoke about on Shabbos, Vayhimi Kesh Nasayim Yomim. What really was the chet of Mechiras Yosef? That's clear. We're dealing with the Shvatim, we're dealing with the Shiftei Kor. So when they sold Yosef, this wasn't a Stam sibling rivalry. There was a big cheshbon they had here. They really felt that Yosef is threatening Malchus Beis David, Malchus Yehuda. They felt that they have to get rid of him. More of a Malchus. To get rid of him. So they had a good cheshbon. So what was Taka wrong with the cheshbon? You see, it was wrong. You see, it's a chet. Rabbeinu Bachai says that till today, Asor Harugei Malchus, till today we suffer from the Mechiras Yosef. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if not for Mechiras Yosef, we never gone down to Mitzrayim. We got the goals. However, it would have worked out. Kigel Yezaracha, Berach Slohem, however, it would have worked out. So Mechiras Yosef is a terrible crime. Every pigyon aben, the Medrash Rabbah says in Yerushalmi and Shkolim, every pigyon aben we have till today is to try to compensate for the shek shkolim that the brothers sold Yosef for. You're talking about a tremendous chet. In fact, the Shvatim had a very good cheshbon for selling Yosef. What was the mistake with that Mechiras Yosef? What was wrong? They had a good kavana. What was wrong? You see that I would have said, leaving this pasuk out from this week's parasha, I would have said the Shvatim had a good kavana. But Yosef HaTzadik says not like that in this expression. He says, Atem chashavtem alai l'ro, elukim chashav alotoy. Yosef says that I'm wrong. From everything we see about the Shvatim, it sounds like they had a good kavana. Yosef tells the brothers, no, machshava wasn't good. The end wasn't worked out, but machshava wasn't good. What was wrong? So I want to share with you machshava of why, what went wrong here. And this is something that we all deal with every day of our lives. Every day of our lives. This inyan. I just told this over to two Bali Dinim. This week I was asked to help out a certain Tentera. So I went down to the Bezdin. And I told him over this Nakuda, when I saw the two sides fighting with such venom over a monetary issue. So I told him over this their hell. The emesis that we know that one of the Mesillas Yesharim says that the whole idea of Ishtaglus and Parnasa is a curse. Right? If not for Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, so we wouldn't have to work. We wouldn't have to work. We'd all get our Parnasa without doing anything. So the whole work concept is a curse.
You have to work. That's part of the klolah of the militia. You have to work. Says the Mesil Sisharim, but don't make a mistake to think that your monetary compensation is hinged on how much you're going to work. Hashem sends you the panos. How much panos are you going to get? You're going to get. His status you have to do too. And how much you have to do a status. Can make a panos. But your money is coming from HaKadosh Baruch. Your money is not coming from your hishtadlus. Hishtadlus is, the way the Mesil Sisharim puts it, you're fulfilling your curse of other Marishim. There's a certain curse, everybody has to participate in that curse, that's your piece. That's how much you gotta do. He says, don't do too much. Mesil Sisharim says, don't overwork. It's like overdoing a curse. Don't overwork. Don't curse yourself too much. Just do the minimum. Comes the Yismach Moshe. And Yismach Moshe says, what does that mean? Read the pasuk by Adam Arishon. What do you mean don't work too hard? That was the curse. The curse was you have to work hard. That was the klola. The klola wasn't work a little. The Eibishter didn't tell Adam Arishon, you know what? Every day you have to go to work for a couple hours. He didn't say that. He said, Bezeyas apecha techalach. You have to work like a behemoth. You have to work hard. So the Yismach Moshe asks, how could the Mesil Sisharim say, listen, it's a curse, don't overdo it, just do a little, as much as minimum. What do you mean minimum? Once they're acknowledging that this was a curse that was given to the world, it's true, it's a curse, we're not happy about it. But it's a curse that was given and we got to do it. So you got to do the way it says in the Torah. B'zeis ha'pecha techalecha. So the Yismach Moshe says a phenomenal idea. And the idea that the Yismach Moshe says is really already in a Rabbeinu Yain, similar idea in the Rabbeinu Yain in Ovis. In the Pirush Rabbeinu Yain in Zechov. It's very similar. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on the Pasuk, Odom l'umal yulat. A person was put on the world, he has to work. Odom l'umal yulat. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin as follows, in Perek Chelik, Eini Yedeya im lo'omel Torah im lo'omel Malacha. That's the lashon of the Gemara. I don't know. What does it mean? Does it mean you have to toil and work? Or you have to toil and learning? And the Gemara sort of leaves it open. Famous Gemara in Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara brings down that Rav Shimon bar Yochai made a cheshbon. How could a person work so hard? The person is going to be Zareya b'shazriya v'chodesh b'shazchav. That's how they will makayim. But again, that all depends on your dag of bitach. Here's the issue with the shvatim.
If you come to 10 to 7, we should help you get there.
Huh?
If you come to 10 to 7, we should get there quicker.
Now I want to tell you, zero into what happened here with Yosef and the brothers. There is such a thing as a Moir B'Malchus Chayiv Nisa. Moir B'Malchus Chayiv Nisa is Halach and Shulchan Aruch, right? It's Halach, Paskin and Rambam. If a person is Moir B'Malchus, you have to kill him, right? Now, if a person is a true Baal B'Toch, right, a king is a Baal B'Toch, so I'm not afraid of this guy's Moir B'Malchus. I'm killing him because I'll pee din. There's a din, Moir B'Malchus, it's Chayiv Nisa. I'm not afraid of him. Leg Melech Hasorim B'Yad Hashem. It's all the Rebbeinu Hashem, it's not me. Right? The person lacks bitachon. Then already their kingdom is being defended because of their fear. Their fear. Yehuda was no king yet. Api Shulchan Aruch, Yehuda had no din of a melch. It was all projection for the future. There's going to be a kingdom called Malchus Yehuda. Yehuda was not a melch. Yehuda didn't have a din melch. Yosef HaTzadik was not a Moved B'Malchus in any way. Yehuda had a projection that he's supposed to be king.
And Yosef had his dreams, which Chazal tells ultimately was a nevuah, that he's going to be king. Right? What the Shvatim should have done was put Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter runs the world. The Eibishter will take care of all these projections. The Eibishter will take care of who's going to be king. The Eibishter will take care of who's not going to be king. Who's going to be king when? Who's going to bow down to who? The Eibishter will take care of that. So really, if you want to zero in the chet of the Mechilas Yosef, it was a chesaron in Midas Bitochen. They would have just left it, Lev Melech chesaron b'yad Hashem. That's why this week's parsha, if you look at the Medrashah in the beginning, it says when the Shvatim saw Yehuda and Yosef confronting each other, they said, Hine moyal malochim moyal du yachtov, emaro kentav mo. The Shvatim saw now the two kings together, how Hashem, whatever Hashem wanted was coming to happen. Okay? So the chet of the Shvatim was the chesaron b'tochen. That was the chet of the Shvatim. When Yosef turned to his brothers, he said, Ani Yosef Hashem achatam Yosef Yitzchayim. Look how the Rabbanu Shalom turned the world around. You sold me here so I should not rule over you. Ultimately, you crowned me. Who made Yosef into the king? The Shvatim did. In retrospect, who gave Yosef his crown? Yehuda. Who gave Yosef the crown that they were worried that he was going to get? They did. You know how? By trying to decrown him. By trying to take him off the throne. Yosef told them, my boyfriend, you're all sitting here bowing down to me in my palace on my throne. Ani Yosef Hashem Achatam Yosehina. That was the biggest Musa Shemus. That was the biggest Musa Shemus. Not the contradiction. Yosef was Kotnei Shel Shvatim. He was the smallest, look at him today. The Rebbeinu Shel Shvatim is going to come to each person and show you. I have the master plan. The master plan was going to happen anyway. The person comes to Kisei HaKavod. He realizes all the little things he did in this world. It's all a joke. The Eibishter has the master plan. Rabbis Machshav is Belev Ish. How much of our life is focused on our own ishtadlus, on not trusting the Rebbeinu Shel Shvatim? How much would our lives look completely different? Each person's life, how much different would it look if they would just put their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Different world. But each person looks at himself and says, it's my ishtadlus, it's my kreichim, it's my yitzim yodi. And these words, when Yosef said, Ani Yosef, shemachata moisihena, that was the biggest musashim. When the Shvatim saw this, now they said, you know, who needs to make any ishtaras? Now let's throw away everything. Now they were ready to just throw themselves only into the tank. Now Yosef had to tell them how true this about that. That's why now was this point. Till now, the Shvatim were on the ishtaras mode. He didn't have to tell them, don't get too busy with the learning. They were busy with their ishtaras. But now when they saw that it's all a joke, everything is beyond Hashem. Now we have to warn them, Al Tirgiz Ubaderch. Yaakov Avinu, as we went into Golos, the Golos didn't have to be so bad. As we learn in the next parasha, in the parasha Shmos, so long that Yaakov Avinu was alive, the work wasn't so bad. You know why? Because as long as Yaakov Avinu was around, our Avdus was Avdei Hashem. So long that we had the Zeyas HaPecha, as Avdei Hashem, the Golos wasn't so bad. It was only when Vatimolei Rotzoisam, when we gave up the level of Avdei Hashem, then we had to be Avdei Paray. When we got freed from Mitzrayim, it was Halu Avdei Hashem, V'loi Avdei Paray. So Yaakov sent Yehuda in front of him, L'Hoyles. He sent him to make a yeshiva, because that yeshiva ultimately could be the savior of the extent of the Golos. That was the idea of sending Yehuda in front, to show them that we're going out of Mitzrayim, but we will ultimately decide what kind of goals we're going to have. If we're going to be absorbed in the Kosle Beis Medrash, then the goals wouldn't have had to been the way it was. As much as we did, the goals wasn't so bad. It was only Kishemes Yaakov Avinu, when that door died, and when we let go of the Beis Medrash, then it was Vayimolu Eschayeim Ba'avodah Kasha. When a person starts the week
after the chet of Adam Arishin, the Yevish to made kosnas all. That's right after the klola of Adam Arishin, right where Hashem said, "Bezeres apechot echolechem." Ultimately, before the chet of the Eitz Hadas, we didn't need anything. We didn't even have clothing. We were lamal from all of this, right? After the chet, we needed clothing and everything. The Yevish to went and he made clothing, right? The kosnas all. What is the kosnas all? So if you look in the Medrash Rabba, says Rav Meir says kosnas or could mean skin, and kosnas or is with an aleph. Teirosh Yisrael Meir, kosnas or is with an aleph. Aleph is or like light. That means right after the klola, where Hashem gave us the klola, b'zeres apechot echolecha. At the same time, He gave us a hatsala from b'zeres apechot echolecha. I mean, that's the or of Torah. The or of Torah saves us from the b'zeres apechot echolecha. The Medrash says, why do we look Matzah Shabbos on our nails in the oil to remember the kosnas all that the Eibush, the nails the are symbolic to the skin that the Eibush created when he right after the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So as we start the day of work, we start a week of work, we're supposed to remember how much do we have to really work, how much of it really makes a difference. So we remember the kosnas all that the Eibishter created for Adam and Chava. To remember that our main ishtadlus should be in Torah, and we should have bitochen for the rest. And that's why as soon as the week comes, we look at the nails to remind ourselves that even after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, there's still kosnas all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says the Medrash, where do we learn that you look into your nails Matzah Shabbos? That's Yehuda Shalach Lefanav. Because why did Yaakov Avinu send you in front? To show him that the Beis Medrash could compensate for the Bezeis HaPecha Techolech. How much Zeis HaPecha goes in the Beis Medrash, that is matzal you from the Bezeis HaPecha Techolech.